All right, and welcome to another episode of the Rare Podcast. My name is Kevin, and for today, we're going to be talking about things that I've learned now or will be when I do become 22 years old. So I turned 22 in a couple weeks. So again, there are things, obviously, even though I'm still young, there are things that I feel like I've learned or can kind of share, that I would love to share with the world or people, just to kind of give you guys my perspective. I think, especially me, I personally love to listen to people's stories, listen to other people's perspectives, or, you know, see the different sides to every, you know, issue, problem, story, or anything like that, because you can really get an insight of how they are. And, you know, even though they may not agree with you, it's good to kind of see why they think like that. So again, I always love listening to people's perspectives or people's stories, because it's like, how would you react in those situations, you know, because everyone is different. So hopefully with this, people who are listening can get an insight of how I feel, or maybe can help them figure out how they're feeling too with certain subjects I'm talking about. So yeah, we're definitely going to start with those, or not start with those, we're definitely going to talk about those. But before we do, I do want to start with our Selena fact of the day, just to kind of get that over with so I don't forget. But for the Selena fact, I do want to mention that she is releasing a new song next week on October 15th. Yes, she is crazy, and she's releasing it when Adele is releasing her new song. So even though her song is going to be overshadowed by Adele's monumental power as a pop singer, it is what it is. I'm just happy to get new music from her always, especially since this is a collab that I actually was looking forward to. There's been rumors about her and Coldplay releasing, or, you know, coming out with a song. And I think they will have such a good voice together, like, you know, like in terms of like the instrumental and how Selena sings and how he sings. I think it would be a good balance. So I'm excited. And if you are listening, definitely stream that song next week, again, on everything that you can stream music on, YouTube and all that stuff. But I don't think it's going to be a single. I think like a standalone song. I think it's just going to be an album track. But again, it's something, hopefully it does become a single. But with Adele again releasing, I know a lot of artists are scared, because again, like, Adele's power is just so strong. Like, she can literally release, well, I cannot speak right now. She can literally release a fart sound and she'll go number one on like iTunes, Billboard Hot 100. She will chart the album's chart and win Grammys, I promise you. Like, she truly has that power. And it's like kind of same for like Rihanna and like Beyonce. They just have that stardom to where like whatever they release, a lot of people will like eat it up. So yeah, give it a listen. If you don't, shame on you. If you do, stream it again. Get the song to chart. Hopefully if it's a single, it can reach at least top 10, maybe top 15, just depending on how Selena promotes it and how strong Adele is. Again, it's 6 years since Adele has released a new single, so people are ready, and I'm honestly really ready too, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, I am also recording in my closet again, ironically enough. I like the acoustic here, so just to let you guys know, it is late, and it's like 12 o'clock right now. But I just thought, why not get an episode in? I finished all my exams last week, so I have like a day or two to kind of like breathe, and I can kind of take my time on my homework. So that's why I was like, you know what, let me just sleep in tomorrow, do a podcast episode now while like I'm in the mood. But yeah, let's start off with some of the things I've jotted down. And the first one is keeping up with your relationships. So one thing I think kind of throughout the years that I've learned is that, you know, friendships honestly will come and go. I don't think people realize that until they actually see like how much you've lost them. You're not losing them physically, but like, again, after high school, I've tried keeping up with my high school friends, but it's been hard because, you know, they're doing their thing, I'm doing my thing. Plus, I moved to North Carolina for 2 years and I came back, and I didn't move back to Miami. I moved, where did I move? I moved up north, more up north, because it's, you know, it was just like, as if many of you know, but again, it's very cluttered or very congested down there. So obviously my parents and I were deciding to move back. It's like, would you rather go down there where everything is so fucking expensive? People are rude as hell and everything is just too congested. Like, we don't want that. You know, even me going to school every day took like 40 minutes, 45, even though we left like 20 minutes earlier. So you can imagine that commute, even though the distance wasn't long, like the traffic was horrible. I know a lot of people are slowly moving away from, you know, South Florida, like Miami, just because it is so congested and cluttered. So hopefully with, you know, what was it? Hopefully with time, like a lot of my friends, hopefully they honestly end up moving upward or just somewhere else, because it's honestly not worth it. I know so many people that are struggling down there just to make ends meet. And, you know, it's like, why do that when you can go up north or go somewhere else where, you know, you can still have that luxury of what you're looking for in a way, you know, while living a comfortable life. But that's just my opinion. And from experience, it's honestly more worth it. Again, in my opinion, but no one has to listen to me, and I highly doubt they will. But other than that, you know, friends do come and go, and it sucks because I've tried keeping this relationship. Every time I go down there, I'm like, hey, let's hang out, let's do this, let's do that. It's like, they're busy. They don't want to, you know, they have things to do. They have, you know, their life to kind of figure out too, you know, because we're at this point too where it's like, we have to figure out what career we want. We have to figure out, you know, yeah, like what we want to do with our lives, like how we want to represent ourselves to the world, you know. So it's sorry, I'm like a little out of breath. The closet is very small and I feel like I can't breathe, but it's okay. I will manage and creak the door open a little bit. But yeah, I think, you know, with that, it's like everyone's just busy and everyone's just doing their own thing. And so it's upset me so many times because it's kind of like, do you care about me? Do you not care about me? You know, but it's weird because when we have those like random, like small talks here and there, you know, it's like, then they kind of talk a little bit as if nothing in a way has happened. But it's like, that's again, the small talks aren't long. So it's very short. I think it's like, you know, with Snapchat. So with me is I have like this streak with like friends 4 years now. Like one of them, I think it's like 1,300 and something days. And the craziest thing is like, we don't ever talk. We don't ever hang out. We don't do everything. Like we don't do any of that. We literally just send snaps of good morning, good night, and call it a day to keep a streak that has no form of reward. I know, it's so stupid. The only reason why I think we're still doing it is because we've gone so far. Like think about like 1,000 something days. That's like what? Like 3 years, 3-4 years or something like that. But yeah, we'll probably keep it up until like we're dead or until Snapchat kind of like dies down, because honestly we don't know when we're gonna stop. But you know, it's just crazy because like, how are you gonna have a streak with someone for that amount of time, for that amount of days, and not talk to them, like truly talk to them as a friend, you know? So it's like they do come and go a lot, and I've learned to just kind of accept it. I think it's best to kind of keep people that you care about close, and that people who don't put any effort in you, or people who don't, you know, take that time to out of their day to really like make an effort in the relationship, you know, I think just with those people, I've learned to just kind of like ignore it. Even with like family members or things like that, like I've just learned that like, you know, if you're not going to put any effort for me or try for me, I, you know, then that's kind of it. I'm not going to put any effort for you either. So, I mean, it depends on every relationship, you know what I mean? So, but with how I am, I'm always that type of guy to, or person in general, to like tell my friends to let's hang out, let's get everyone together, let's do girls night, let's, you know, I haven't seen you in like a while, let's do something. Like, I've always, I think a lot of people can agree with me that I'm the one who always has to make that kind of like that first move. So it's just a little upsetting that, you know, a lot of my friends don't do that. I don't know how many of you guys have the same problems, or not the same problem, but have that same issue, you know, because I don't know how it works if two friends that don't ever like make plans, like do they just, I mean I guess I'm kind of dealing with that too, but like it's crazy how like two people, if like I don't want to make plans and they won't make plans, and next thing you know you're just both there, you know, and it's like kind of ridiculous. But that's definitely something I think I've learned, is just to really cherish people around me that care about me. And people that don't, honestly, can, you know, like I'll talk to you if I have to, I'll do small talks, you know, if it happens. But, you know, if I know that you're not going to put in the effort or really care much, then, you know, I'll just kind of keep it like at acquaintance level. But I think now I do have a pretty solid friend group. Also too, when you are older, I think you will lose a lot of friends naturally, because, you know, I think it's just harder to make friends when you're not in high school or things like that. Especially college, people are crazy. Like, people don't make friends, honestly. A lot of their friends come from people in high school. You know, if not, you start as like a freshman like everyone else, and then you slowly make friends too. I've also been very busy, so it's kind of hard to make friends while going to work and taking that time, you know. In a way, I do try to like create relationship and then go from there, but, you know, it's hard for me like to do like clubs or do extra like community service things, like, you know, like that, like on the daily basis. So yeah, that's something that's been a little challenging for me, again, making friends. But I really appreciate the people that I have now. And so if you guys are kind of like struggling with that, honestly, what I've learned is to just draw people that don't care about you, and then just keep the ones that do, even though they don't like make the, like, they don't make the initial, like, they don't initially start the like invitation or like, hey, let's go out. Like, as long as they are willing to take the time to do so and, you know, really care about you as an individual, then I think it's better than nothing, in a sense. But that's just kind of my opinion and how I feel, and it's something I've learned growing up. So yeah, my friend circle group is small now, but I prefer the quality over quantity type of situation. Another thing that I've also learned that I've realized now too recently is to really enjoy life. I think a lot of people that I know just, you know, like, they want to prepare and do the things that they want to do, but it's like, you know, you're doing all of this, especially now, but it's like, you know, like, when you do, like, if you're working and or doing whatever, or like school counselor, like, you know, if you're doing something a lot now and you don't really take the time to just enjoy yourself, then, you know, when you get older, it's like, wow, you know, you miss all these kind of opportunities and moments, you know. So with me, like, recently I've traveled to New York with a couple of my friends, and I've never traveled before, like, without my family. And honestly, it was one of the best times I've had. I mean, it was a little crazy in New York, that's for a whole nother story. But, you know, you really learn to just, like, gain new experiences. And, you know, just even go out. Like, recently too, I went to a winery with my girl group friends. And, you know, it's something I've never done before. It's something that I really enjoy, had a good time with. So I think it's important, especially at this age now, is to obviously focus on your schoolwork and go to work and do all those things. But it's also important to take that time out and, you know, make time for yourself. I think, you know, I'm like, for me too, since I have so much on my plate, I'm already stressed out with so many things. Like, why not do something that makes you happy, you know, or that kind of like relieves your stress? So that's something I think is very important. But again, I know a lot of people that I know are struggling to do stuff like that, you know, because again, they're just so focused on getting to the, like, their main goal that they kind of forget everything around them, in a sense. But definitely something I've learned, and I'm constantly wanting to, like, make plans and, you know, have a good balance, definitely. Most another thing that I've learned, sorry, let me go through my notes, I'm starting to get so tired. But another thing that I think is also very, I mean, I think everyone kind of knows this, but again, I work in customer service, and I think with that, and even like me realizing how people are, like, even outside of work, people honestly are so fucking shitty. Like, they are terrible people. I mean, I work, and I think you've heard my story. I don't know if people have watched it. I have this podcast or episode talking about, like, crazy Karens, and I've dealt with one just recently today, or not today, like 2 days ago. But, you know, it's like so frustrating because, you know, people have different opinions, which I understand, but they don't take that time to understand other people's feelings either. So it's honestly so crazy to kind of see people's perspectives, or, you know, see how crazy people can get, you know, even again in a public setting or even at school or even a family member that you know. Like, people honestly are terrible people. I honestly haven't met many good, like truly good people, you know, that really like care. A lot of people that I know are kind of like, okay, what can you give me in return or things like that. Like, it's never about like kind of like that friendship, you know. Again, I don't know if it's just me and I just have bad luck creating like or having those type of relationships, but again, it's a little something that I think is also very important to touch upon. And yeah, people need to be reminded that they're fucking crazy. So that's another point. Another thing for me too is also setting goals. I think this is something a lot of people should do so they don't kind of get their hopes up. So with me, I do this every year where I'm like, okay, New Year's resolution, or like, what can I accomplish in the next, like, what, like, I need to do all of these things this year. I need to do this, I need to get this. And it's like, you know, by the time that year is over, you realize that you only did like two things out of like maybe the five, because again, things happen. Maybe you couldn't afford to do this or something came up. And so I've learned, I think now too, especially for next year, is to really plan out what your goals are. And I think for me, it's really helpful because there's a lot of things I want to do for myself. But if I don't plan accordingly, you know, it can be very frustrating because you have all these expectations you set for yourself. And when you can't meet them, you know, you kind of make yourself feel bad. Or for me personally, I get so upset with myself that, you know, I lose my confidence too, because it's like, well, like, you know, like I can't achieve all these things. I couldn't get what I want in a sense. And so it does kind of hurt a little bit. So I've learned now, honestly, is to just make sure that I plan it out even for the next couple years. I know realistically that I can do this at this time, or I can't do it at this time, and things like that. So it's definitely something that I have learned, and I think it's very important too, especially now, like me almost graduating and figuring out what I want to do in the future. I think it's very important to kind of have that milestone and goals, you know, set, just so you're not lost. Because let me tell you, I think that transition from like college graduate to like the real world is very scary. And I know a lot of people that I've seen or heard of too, like, kind of struggle with that transition. What else do I want to talk about? Man, I am getting very tired. Sorry if I'm starting to sound a little tired. It's kind of late, but I think I'm going through most of my stuff. Oh, so this is something else too that is so important. So with me, I've been a shy kid growing up. I still am. I don't have the best, like, I can't speak up for myself in a large setting, especially, or not a large setting. I don't like presentations. I hate talking in front of people. I don't like eye contact. It gets me stressed out. I get very like kind of insecure because I'm like, wow, what are they judging? They're looking at my shirt. Maybe it's too ugly, or maybe I have big feet or things like that. So I've always hated public speaking. I hate presentations. It's just something that I just genuinely don't like. But since being like a manager and since like working as a receptionist, I've learned honestly to really just stick up for yourself. Like, you cannot let people tell you like what to do, in a sense. Like, they can't just tell you what you, like clients, they can't tell you what to do, you know, or, you know, make you feel like shit. Like, no, I'm not gonna let you get to me. I'm doing my job. I'm following my protocols and policies. And if you can't like understand that, then honestly, like, fuck off, go somewhere else, like, go get hit by a car, do something, like, just get out of my life. So I've learned to honestly, it's like, to really stick up for yourself and to make sure that if you know you're right, you know, make sure you get your point across politely and maturely, if that's a word. And, you know, to make sure that, you know, that you have your beliefs. I think especially growing up, I let people kind of take advantage of me or tell me what to do all the time, or like make sure that they don't feel bad. So I would make sure, like, sometimes like I'll be like, okay, fine, you're right, you know, things like that. Or, you know, I won't talk back. But, you know, especially now, I think, you know, to do it to do it politely, you know, if in the right time too, you know, I think, again, I've learned to just make sure that, like, if I have something to say, I will say it. If I don't agree with you, I will let you know why I don't agree with you. And things like that. Obviously, again, make sure you do it politely, because I know people too that think they're like boss bitches and then they want to just go and yell at everyone. You know, even though I'm kind of like, you know, like, you can kind of like think first before you want to talk. Kind of like those type of situations, like, you know, it can be a lot. So I think it's a good balance of, again, making sure to understand who you are as a person and to kind of keep your pride and integrity, you know, up there. So, because no one wants to like feel belittled. So that's something, again, yeah, I'm not afraid to kind of speak my mind in that sense. Just large group settings, especially if they're like really smart or like smarter than me, like in school, like I am not the smartest, you know, student, but again, I do my best. I have really good common sense, and usually that has helped me in school. But yeah, that's the only time where I have a hard time speaking up, because I just get so shy. Okay, a few more things. Another thing that I do want to talk about too is small, kind of like small things matter too. So again, like with me too, it's not always about like the bigger, not the bigger picture, but it's not always about like being materialistic or things like that. Like, it, to me, it's always about the attention to detail that I really find respect for. Like, what I find in, like, people, you know, if they can understand or even, like, listen to me talk and, you know, can, like, digest that and, you know, really take the time to understand you as a person and, you know, or do things that know that will make you happy, you know? It's not just, like, okay, the big things, extravagant things. Like, it's always the small things to me I feel like are so important, and it really just shows your attention to detail, and it really just shows that you do care. Again, I don't know many people that can do that, but, you know, I think it's something, I know, like, again, a very few, but when they do understand the attention to detail, it's just, to me, it's just so, it's really nice, because, you know, you feel good, you know, you feel appreciated, and I think as a friend, too, you know, like, it makes you, again, you feel like you have a good relationship, and so that's something, too, I will never take for granted, especially the small things, you know, so that's very important to me. And I think many people should learn how to kind of utilize kind of like the small things too, like things that matter. But again, you know, I'm still young, and there are still so many different things that I still am learning, and people around me too. So I know not everyone now is perfect, but hopefully with time, you know, everyone can kind of get to a certain place where they can have that understanding. So yeah, these are kind of everything I want to touch upon. I know this kind of this episode definitely is just kind of me talking and rambling, but it's kind of, again, it's really hard to do an episode or a podcast in general with just one person. I didn't go into this, you know, rehearsing. I really want to make sure this was kind of organic and something that I do feels like it comes from the heart, you know. But yeah, I know it's a little rambled. I do apologize for that. So when I do have other episodes that are more like topic focused, you know, stuff like all these little things, you know, I think it would be easier for me to, you know, make sure my words are more well thought out. But I think with this does kind of conclude everything, I think, you know, coming into my 22nd year of living. Again, I think there are, again, so many things that I still have to learn, but I've learned a lot during or with my 21 years still now. And I do appreciate, I mean, even though I talk about all these different things, I think overall, you know, I have a good set of friends, family, and I have a good mindset, and I know what I want to do in the future. It's just kind of things I feel like I do want to talk about, because, you know, I don't think many people that I know really want to go into detail about this. But yeah, and in terms of what I hope for the next year, I do have my goals that I do want to focus on, and next year is mostly self-care. I think that's something I still want to prioritize. I slowly started doing that this year towards the end of, you know, now. So I've learned to, again, take time for myself, making sure that, like, I do, you know, not stress out about work all the time or, you know, school. Like, let me make sure I have a good balance, do things that make me happy. So here are the few things that I do want to achieve in the next year. Hopefully, you know, with COVID dying down, hopefully, I do want to travel more. I do want to go to, like, California or even like Seattle or just Texas, or just do something, you know, go out with friends and, you know, create like mini trips here and there just to kind of explore. So far I've been to New York. Oh, I went there when I was a kid, but I can fully experience it now as an adult, so that was fun. I do want to do, because I do have, okay, so I have a little bit of acne, obviously none of you can see that, but I do want to do some laser, like this laser thing for your face, but it really helps with kind of getting rid of those. It's a little expensive, well, very expensive, so that's why I want to save up and hopefully, you know, create a schedule to where I do go frequently, so I can kind of just get rid of it altogether rather than doing it one time and waiting like 7 months. You know, it's kind of pointless. So that's something I want to achieve. I do want to get Invisalign so badly. My teeth aren't like badly crooked, but I do want to straighten it a little bit more. Again, also not very cheap. So hopefully if I plan everything and budget everything correctly, I could get everything done, you know, within my next year, my birthday year. And working out, I think too, because I have just so much on my plate with school and work, it's been a little difficult for me to really find that time to work out, just because I don't want to work out too late, and I have the hardest time getting up so early. So hopefully, you know, with time and then within the next year, I can find a schedule that works for me, so I can like kind of consistently work out, because honestly, girl, like I really want to get abs or a bigger butt or something. Like I just need to tone my body, because right now I am like this stick of jello in a sense. I'm like skinny fat, and I definitely want to get rid of that. And what else? And maybe, oh yeah, last two things. Hopefully I can try to make more friends. I'm really pushing and really trying, but again, everyone is doing their thing and it's very hard. But hopefully within the next year I can make a friend, maybe two if I'm lucky. And then maybe go on more dates. This year, I really just stopped going on dates. I think guys right now are just full of shit. They're terrible, disgusting people, you know, even though I'm a guy. But, like, besides me, everyone else is really annoying. So, it's been a little difficult. My dating, you know, stories or my dating experiences haven't been the best. So I'm just not traumatized, but I just like I'm exhausted, you know, and so it's a lot, especially going on a date to like get to know someone, spend money, and you know, just do stuff. And you know, if it doesn't work out, the awkwardness of just not talking, and you know, especially nowadays, like especially in the gay community, like they're crazy. That's another topic I do want to talk about in an episode, but let me just say that like gay people, honestly, sometimes they piss me off too, because they're like a whole another community on their own, and you know that it can be a little toxic too. And I feel like that does reflect upon a lot of guys, especially dating apps that I use. So you know, it does affect how they feel, which affects how I feel, and honestly it's a mess. But hopefully if I can meet someone at school or like, you know, just somewhere, and you know, see how things play off and maybe go on more dates. But that's a goal of mine as well. And again, obviously making friends. And yeah, self-care. That's something I want to prioritize. And, you know, hopefully you guys do the same. I think it's so important to make sure you take care of yourself and, you know, mental health. And again, do things that make you happy. I think the world right now is just so sad and very frustrating right now. You know, I mean, in general, like everyone's frustrated. You know, everything's expensive and people, you know, can't afford things or can't do things or, you know, things like that. So I understand the struggle. So hopefully with time, you know, people can kind of go back to their normal life, or, you know, just feel happy. That's something, again, or, you know, for themselves, obviously. But yeah, that kind of concludes this episode of the Rare Podcast. Again, sorry for the little rant and honestly like one long ramble sentence, but hopefully you guys learn something from this or like have another perspective of how I feel. I'm curious to know what other people think or what you guys think. You know, so yeah, definitely think about it, process it. I'm doing the same now too, even just hearing myself and understanding, you know, like how, again, being at this age is. But yeah, wish me a good birthday. I think I might post this around my birthday time too. So yeah, until next time, make sure you guys stream Rare. Stream Selena's new song next week. Well, I don't know when I'm posting this, so stream this new song. If I post this after next week, after the 15th, then stream the song now. If I post this before, then you better stream the song when it comes out. And until next time, peace out.